This week, Congress is back in session with a lot of money issues to deal with. Well, joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, here's an issue that did not go away when Congress went away on vacation last month, the massive federal budget deficit. What's in store for everybody when they go back to work tomorrow?
Well, since they left Washington, the Congressional Budget Office has come out with some pretty staggering predictions. A $480 billion deficit for the 2004 fiscal year, $450 billion for the current budget year, which wraps up at the end of the month. And that doesn't even count what's being spent on Iraq and Afghanistan. And it also doesn't factor in a new prescription drug program for Medicare that could cost upwards of $400 billion over the next 10 years. So, yeah, the deficit is going to be looming large over just about everything Congress does in the next few months.
You mentioned a new prescription drug program for Medicare recipients. Aren't there other Medicare issues out there?
Yes, and that's just the biggest price tag, but it's certainly not the only bone of contention. There's also a split within the Republican Party leadership in the Senate over raising the amount that rural health care providers get in Medicare reimbursements. They'll also be debating subsidies for private health plans, and there are details to hammer out over how that prescription drug program would work, including some sort of drug discount card that Medicare recipients could take to their pharmacy.
And perhaps people in Congress are going to have more questions for the Federal Communications Commission over the new media ownership rules that it voted back in June.
Right. You'll remember the FCC basically expanded the ability of big media companies to get even bigger. They're allowed to basically reach more of the overall TV audience, 45% instead of the old 35%. But there is a movement afoot in Congress to overturn those rules and get it back to 35%. The question, if that passed, of course, would be whether the president would sign it, which would not be a positive signal to the FCC's Republican majority led by Michael Powell.
The other highlights that are coming for Congress in the next weeks?
Well, a couple of other items to watch. The House will be holding some hearings on the financial health of the Pension Benefit Guaranty Corporation. That's the entity that backstops all the corporate pension plans in this country. And workers really count on it to provide their pensions, even if their employer goes bankrupt or out of business. But the Pension Benefit Guaranty Corporation is in trouble itself with a $3.6 billion deficit, so they'll be looking into that. And the Senate will be asking the recording industry about its efforts to go after folks who are illegally downloading music from the internet. The industry's trade group issued a slew of subpoenas this past spring, but it's since said that it won't go after what it calls minor offenders. And of course, the energy bill is back, and there is oh so much more, Alex, but we'll leave it at that for now. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom on this Labor Day, we're looking into child labor practices around the world.
Okay, we'll follow that. Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.